All right, with that, I'll call this special meeting of the WPCA Privatization Committee to order at 6:30. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, James, John, Jim, and here, Charlie Sampson. Charlie Sampson is not here. Anita's not here. Marie Conlon, but we do have a quorum. So move on to the public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Second time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Third time, anyone from the public wish to speak? All right, hearing none, and ask for a motion to close the public portion.
I motion to close the public portion.
I got Jim as a motion, James as a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, moving on. The appraisal progress update. Basically, we're right on track. We had our second progress meeting with Rev Tallis last Friday, and they've received all the material that they've requested. Some of them may not be quite as up to speed as they would like, but they've assured us that it is what they're looking forward. And they anticipate that they will have final report by the end of the month. During the course of that meeting, though, they did offer something which is number six on the agenda, which you received a copy of, which was an offer to do a future rate projection. And as we talked to them, we thought that was a good idea, whether we end up selling or not. That information could be very valuable to us. So we asked them to send us a proposal, and you see the proposal in front of you. And again, this would be to do a projection of what our rates would have to go up, because they're not going down in the future. I also sent you some additional information. Actually, it was old information from the regional study, showing some of their numbers for the increased costs that we're going to have, which also would dictate, future rate increases. But, our purpose tonight is to evaluate this. I have my own opinion on it, but before I give my opinion, I would just ask people's thoughts about the document and the proposal.
Jack, John here. I thought initially the extension, contract extension, was a really good idea. We really can't make, in my view, I don't think we can make an opinion or a proposal as a committee, without knowing, as much as we can about the possibility of maintaining the facility ourselves. And certainly it will be based on the new capital cost of upgrading the plant. Now I saw one page of the VCOG study that you had, which showed improvements primarily to the plant because our pump stations are done. And I think it was up something like $51 million. I think is that something that can be useful in determining future rate increases? And if so, how accurate is that? Because I think Aquarian was talking about something like, $80 million, I think they were going to be putting in to the plant over a 10-year period. So,
Aquarian was proposing putting in $32
million. $32
million. Over 10 years.
Over 10 years? Was it $30 million? I thought it was more than that.
No, it was 32. Yeah. The offer is 18.
Okay, 18. All right, it was a total
to get to 50.
Okay, so they came up with, the VCOG study came up with $51 million, and it looks like that was all improvements to the plant. Is that correct?
And it included operations too, I believe.
Yeah, it was like 1.4 million in, I don't know, ancillary stuff. So I don't know. I think there was a comment made that information in the VCOG study would negate the need for a contract extension. Does that look accurate based on the information that we have with the VCOG study?
No, that was just mentioned to me. That was somebody's opinion. That, you know, there's no,
oh, okay.
Okay. Just like you have an opinion, I might have an opinion. Anybody else here might have an opinion. But I thought I'd throw it in and provide you with the data. And of course, I also provide you with the link to the full study. And there is a lot of data there. The bottom line is we're not getting away cheaply, no matter what we do. Okay. Nope. There's going to be additional costs beyond the $32 million from a referendum, no matter what we do. But we need all that information in order for us to determine, is Aquarian's offer a good deal for the ratepayers of the city of Durham? That's the bottom line. So anyone else have a comment?
Well, it has to be in comparison.
James?
No, my only, I pretty much am in line with John. I think that this really needs to be done. The only difference is I don't necessarily know if it necessarily needs to be done. I mean, it should be done for this committee and they should kind of have that information, but I think it is a much better tool for the WPCA in general, like the PCA board. But regardless, I think it needs to be done anyway. So I'm in favor of this.
Okay. Jim or Chris?
Absolutely. Yes, I think it should be done also.
I'm also on board with that.
Okay, I think we're just about unanimous in that because, Charlie's not here. But he was strongly in favor of doing it. I did exchange emails with Dennis. He's in court this week, but he did tell me he was in favor as well, as am I. You know, from the very beginning, I said we need as much information as possible. Aquarian has certainly done their due diligence, as they should. And we need to be at that same level as they are. When we talked to Riftalis, they came up with the concept and we just asked them to give us a price on it. It seems reasonable. I will tell you that I confirmed with them again, it would take about 30 days to complete it, which would be pretty much in line with where we're coming out on the rest of the report as well. The timing is such though, this is on the agenda for the Board of Aldermen on Thursday. So what we would need to do is vote to either recommend or not. So I would ask someone to make a motion and then we'll have more of a discussion.
I make a motion that we recommend Rafford to move forward with the proposal. Yeah, I can't.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second. Excuse me.
Discussion. Okay. Discussion on that?
Yeah.
No. Motion. Yeah. Is that moving forward with the contract extension as in addition to the regular agreement?
Yes. Yes. This will be an addition.
Okay.
And it's okay. It'll be up to the Board of Aldermen to either approve it and fund it, or say no. And if they say no, then we would have to just go with the data that we have.
Well, Jack, on that. Because again, I genuinely believe this is good for us as a board.
I do too.
Yeah, so that was going to actually be my next question: is who is going to pay for this?
Well, our recommendation goes to the Board of Aldermen. It's for them to decide. But we're expecting that it would come out of the same fund that they're using for the full study.
Okay.
Again, our recommendation is to do it. It's their job to decide if they want to and where the funds would come from.
Okay.
Because we have no power that way. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not given that kind of authority. So, but a good question, obviously, because someone has to pay for it.
I think that the Board of Aldermen are making the decision, but, you know, will we have an opportunity to respond to comments that they make that may be contrary to what we are proposing? Because, you know, my fear is that there is a knee-jerk reaction, kind of a knee-jerk reaction to just kind of unload this whole thing and you know, privatize it. And we don't, you know, the whole thought is we have no other worries, you know, no other concerns without doing this contract extension, because we still have $14 million that's unencumbered from the referendum. And so I think it's important the contract extension be completed so we get a real comprehensive look at what's best for the taxpayers and the whole in the city itself.
Yeah. I will say that I did see the agenda, and it's on there, and it lists me as making a presentation. I, you know, it would have been helpful if Charlie was there, because he's on the Board of Aldermen, and he's very much in favor of this, but he won't be. Now, Anita is also on the board. I was hoping she'd be here tonight, but, you know, maybe it works.
I'm here, Jeff. I came in late. Okay. Do you hear? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I think the agenda item is misleading. It sounds like we're already selling privatizing, but
no,
I would
not
be there.
Yeah,
I'm in favor of it. So, I mean, the more information, the better. It helps us make an educated decision.
And that would be the way that I would present it. Our recommendation is we know we want to go forward with this, and the reason is to have the best possible information. This is one of the biggest decisions in the city's history.
Yeah.
We can't afford to make a mistake by not having the data that we need to make that decision. So.
Yeah, it's the largest asset the city has.
Well, we'll see when we get the appraisal. Maybe it's not anymore, John.
Well,
yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm being facetious. So.
So, John, the final timeline is going to be 30 days or 60 days?
30 days now, because the time of contract.
30 days.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Which is, you know, again, is right in line with the original contract.
Right, right.
We think we'll still have something from them by the end of the month where they present to us, and then they'll finalize it and come back to us. So I think we'll have everything in place. Certainly,
that's good.
I'll be in a position to make a decision in January, I think. Make a recommendation, not a decision. So,
and that would be good.
Well, when you think about it, we were looking at a $250,000 estimate at not even getting the information for the information that the contract extension is going to be given. Here we're looking at $55,000. I mean, this is money well spent.
I agree. Absolutely.
And, you know, this data would be valuable whether we make a decision to sell or not. This data would be very valuable going forward. There are tough decisions ahead. And we need to be able to explain what those decisions are to the ratepayers. Because, you know, no one pays any attention to this day to day. They pay attention to it when they get the bill or when something goes wrong. And I don't blame them. That's, you know, this is not considered a luxury item, but it is. You know, it's a critical piece of the health infrastructure of the city of Derby. So,
yeah. Go ask some third world country if it's a necessary item.
Oh, no. How about go down to Jackson, Mississippi and ask them?
Right.
Close at home. So, all right. Any further discussion? All right. We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So it's carried unanimously. And I will forward that on to the city clerk and the mayor's office right after the meeting tonight with the recording, so that the aldermen get this information prior to the meeting so that they have time to look at it before we make any kind of presentation. And if anyone will want to join the meeting on Thursday, more than welcome. But it's, I think it's at 6:30. I don't know where we are on the agenda, but you know, if you want to go, it's a Zoom meeting.
Is that in person?
You know, that's the point.
Is that in person?
I'm sure it has a Zoom component, but you know, I have to go back and look. Because the last, Anita, do you know?
Yeah, I know there are people that do come in. There's no video, but there's definitely audio.
All right, so I guess I should plan on attending then.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. I sent you that other material, so please take a look at that before the next meeting. And I hope at the next meeting we may have at least a preliminary briefing from Raftalis. So we shall see what happens. But thanks.
I know, you know, I'm still uncomfortable. You know, the VCOG study, I know it spent a lot of money on it, but I just was a little bit uncomfortable on assumptions that were made concerning future rate payers increase. It just didn't seem like there was just enough support. And it was more like assumptions based on, you know, improvements that had to be made, I guess. It wasn't clear.
Yeah, I think they based it on the idea that, look, we all know that there are going to have to be improvements. Okay, that part is simple. There's not enough money to do all that's required right now. We've had our engineers, MVCOG, they've all said the same thing. It's going to be more costly than the amount of money that we have. So, you know, let's get the accurate figures and we'll make an appropriate recommendation based on all that when we get it. And who knows? We might still get surprised and the outcome may be that we should go on our own. But we'll know that when we get all the data. So
it is good.
Data is good. All right, so I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're adjourned. I'm going to stop this.
Thank you.